place that I can live without you. Oh, you know that nonsense is just what I told myself. I was thinking that's what it'll take to break the spell. It's gonna be a love.
All right. I have one more song for y'all, and if you really like what you're hearing, then please come out and see us play at the Sinclair for our third Thursday residency. Mythical Beasts is the name of my band, because it's all monster players. Tomorrow night, we've got Jeff Buckridge on guitar, Mike Mixis on bass, Pete McLean on drums, Nancy Lodi on sax, and Justin Lopes on keys. Funky, bluesy, disco, soul. We're playing a lot of music that I wrote and a few covers thrown in there, deep cuts that I like to shake your booty to for your getting down pleasure. So this last song, I feel like this is the most important song that I've written. Oh, and before I sign off, if you like the band, if you like me, my name is Zoe Knight, and my band is Mythical Beasts, one more time. And you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/mythicalbeastsband. Please give us a like and follow us. And we have another residency coming up in Salem. We're going to be doing First Sundays at Mercy Tavern starting in August. So find us on Facebook and stay up to date on all this cool stuff that we're doing. And come to the Sinclair tomorrow night. It's free, and you will have a wonderful time. Or your money back. So here's my last song. This is the most important song that I've ever written.
Lately, I see trouble all around. Throwing up their hands, saying, wait a minute, what have we come to? Why do we not all have equal rights? So I ask myself, what can I do when silence is what allows this injustice through? All over fear and hate are coming out in deadly ways. You gotta wake up, we've got some work to do. Keep your feet in time, put a rhythm to the rhyme. You gotta let your voice come out. Artist, paint a picture, writer, tell us all. I'll sing that the solution to the problem is equality for all. Yes, equality for all. I said equality. Puerto Rico, we gotta look
Thank you so much. My name is Zoe Knight. Thanks for tuning in to WMFO Tufts Radio on the Town with Mikey D. We'll be right back.
Distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptextsstopwrecks.org and learn more.
You must be my heart. Alone in this desert. Just let it all start. You change like the seasons. And change makes it hard. Shake for me, señorita. Shake one more time. Forget all the rules. Let's cross all the lines. I'll make it all easy, love, to stomach your
I want you.
That was Mello Bravo, and this is On the Town with Mikey D, and we're here with Zoe, who just performed a pretty amazing solo set.
Hi, thanks. Happy to be here.
Yeah, can you tell that your microphone's working?
I can tell it's working.
Yes.
Can you tell yours is working?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Maybe, I don't know, I might be able to like psychically project the sound of my voice onto the airwaves. I don't know. I never.
That would be quite a feat. If you could, can you teach me? I want to do that too.
That'd be a good way to get on the playlist. You just, right? Just take over the signal.
Astrally project.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So how'd you end up doing all these residencies?
I worked my butt off, played a bunch of shows, and networked a lot. And I spent a few years just going out as much as possible to every place that I could and seeing every musician that I could doing what they do and got to know
like
people.
When,
and I asked.
So when you send an email, then people are, oh, Zoe, yeah.
Well, it's not usually an email. Usually I go out and I actually meet people in person. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Is that how you get gigs? You just go up and say, hey, give me a gig?
A lot of the time, yeah. Mm. Yeah. But there are some places like, you know, if I want to play at the Plow, then yeah, I'll write to the booking agent. But like, I mean, I'm still, I guess, fairly new to this whole working musician circuit, even though I'm a lifelong musician and this is by no means my first rodeo. But I'm still getting my name out there, so this is awesome. It certainly helps, you know?
Yeah, actually, another person I know who has a Sinclair residency is Matthew Stubbs.
Oh, absolutely.
And he knows how to do the promotion and stuff.
Oh, he sure does.
I think what it is, he's one of those rare musicians that's not like a complete introvert.
Oh, absolutely. I think Matthew's incredible. Yeah.
He likes people and cares about them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He's a friend of mine. And I went to see him Monday night at the Sinclair. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're buddies. I've sung with his blues band, GA20. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've probably seen you at some of his gigs. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Or I'm sure anybody else's gigs. Mm-hmm. I'm at all the gigs.
Yeah.
All the time.
I'm at a lot of them too. So.
Yeah.
So you must know... Some of the same people like John Doherty, you know, John Doherty.
Course.
Yeah. He's at every show.
The Man About Town. Right.
Every show.
Except mine. He has yet to come see one of mine, but he knows how I feel about that. I let him know.
Mm-hmm. So you're expecting he's gonna be there?
Well, I certainly hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if this is putting him on the spot. John Doherty, I expect you to be at my show tomorrow.
Well, he's probably at three shows right now.
Right. Yeah.
So how is it that you're new to the working musician thing when you're like, you're obviously an accomplished performer? How did that happen?
I actually fronted rock and metal bands for about 10 years in Boston and New York before I moved back to Boston about 8 years ago. And right when I moved back, I had just finished writing an hour-long concept album of epic psychedelic jam metal with my band in the Hudson Valley, where I was running a nonprofit arts organization. And when I got here, just a couple days before we were supposed to start recording, the guitar player, songwriter, sound engineer of that band abandoned the band for reasons that had nothing to do with us. And I was then a full-time student at Berkeley, completing my degree in music education, after already having a long career as a performer, and having studied music my whole life. So I looked for years trying to find people that I wanted to work with, and I couldn't really find anybody. And I was still like kind of looking in the really heavy stoner rock metal kind of vein, and I just really wasn't finding what I was looking for. And I was also in a relationship that like kept me in a lot, so I wasn't as out on the scene as I am now. And then after a few years of that, I realized that maybe I wasn't finding people because that's not the kind of music that I wanted to do. And then after a couple more years, the relationship ended, and that's a messy story. I played the song that I wrote about that. Mm-hmm. Right? That was the one called Long Winter, subtitled F That Guy. Mm-hmm. And I hope he heard it. Mm-hmm. So once that relationship ended, about, you know, maybe 6 months, 6 to 9 months later, I went to a festival I was dating a guy briefly, and he took me to a festival that his friend was producing, and it was like a jam band festival. And I'd never really been to a jam band festival. I mean, I'm a barefoot pagan hippie dancing around the fire festival kind of person, not so much a music festival person. So I went to this festival, and I saw a live funk band for the first time. And it completely blew my mind after being a metalhead and being to thousands of rock and metal shows over the years. I had never seen a funk band, and I had never seen an audience having so much fun. Mm-hmm. You know, so after growing up, like my first original band was a hardcore band, and I was the girl in the pit when I was 14 years old, you know, the hardcore shows at the American Legion Hall kind of thing. So coming from that like really heavy background, I saw this funk band, and the audience just had so much joy, and it was so much fun, and the music just made me feel good. And after a lifetime of indulging in this like deep and heavy dark stuff, because that's what resonated with me, having come from a really difficult earlier part of my life, I just wanted to feel good. And I heard funk, and I was like, oh my God, where has this been all my life? I just want to do this because it makes me feel good, and I only want to make music that makes me feel good. And then I came back from the festival, was still, you know, buzzing from that band. Actually, I'll plug that band. It was the William Thompson Funk Experiment. I freaking love those guys. I still think they're amazing, and you can catch them. They play all over the place. They're all like Wormtown and Strange Creek and all those places. And they're great. Love them. And then a few months later, after I kind of like settled into my new apartment and was just at a loss for things to do, I had this friend who was dating a guy who took her to Bull McCabe's. And she had been telling me about Bull McCabe's for probably a year and a half. She was like, so you gotta go. This place is so cool. It's like just so chill. Everybody's so happy and the music is amazing. It's all the best players. I'm like, whatever. So I finally, I decided to go one night in like February, about 2 years ago. And the first time I went, I was just completely blown away. I walked in and it was a Thursday night. Crush Factory was playing, and just the vibe was so high and it was so uplifting and such great music and brilliant musicians. And I think I knew like one person or maybe two people when I got in there, and by the time I left I knew everybody, because it was just that friendly and welcoming. And that was a very different thing than what I had always experienced, going to all these rock and metal shows where everybody is just all in their shell and, you know, they're too angsty to want to connect with other people. So to like go to this place where people were open and wanting to communicate and connect, and the music was outstanding, it was just, I went back every night after that. Mm-hmm. So that was like my first taste of all these incredible musicians and what they were doing. And I was like, well, these are the people I want to play with. This is the kind of music I want to make that just makes me feel really good. So then I just started going out to all these other places. I started going to The Plow and to, you know, there's like, just, you know, Sally O's and Thunder Road, and I'd always been going to Lizard Lounge. I've been going to see Club Delft for, you know, 14 years already, so that wasn't new to me. But meeting all these people that I saw playing at Bull McCabe's, it's like that was like the hub of where they all came to practice in front of an audience once a week. So I met all of them. I would talk to every one of them and form a relationship with them, because they're just brilliant. I just wanted to know everything about how they got to where they are, and like these just incredible musicians, and I wanted to be one of them and I wanted to play with them. So I just started doing my homework, and I decided I would do whatever I needed to do to make it worth those people's while to work with me. So but prior to that, I actually had graduated summa cum laude with my degree in music education from Berklee College of Music, and had started my career as a private voice instructor, because I had been singing my entire life and playing music my whole life. But I didn't quite like find my niche until I found Bull McCabe's. And so I just started learning the last 60 years worth of funk, soul, and blues repertoire, and meeting all the people that were playing it to figure out who I wanted to work with, and like started writing music in this new paradigm. And then I got a grand piano, and that's a whole other can of worms. There's quite a lot of sorcery involved in that. A Tale of Two Pianos, that's a good one. And that was just a total game changer. So suddenly I had this new instrument that just changed my life. It was as powerful as my voice is. And I found this new style of music that I had just was learning the vernacular. So I started writing music in this new paradigm, also with the intention of like making songs that have a lot of space for outstanding players to just do what they do. Because that was the thing that I really loved about when I would go out and see like the B3 Kings play, you know, or Matt Stubbs and the Antiguas, mm-hmm. you know, or like the Ghetto People Band or the ABs. They just, it's always a different lineup. You know, they have the same core, but there's always different people and they just do their thing. They have their songs and they do the thing. And improv was not something that was really a part of what I was doing previously as a rock and metal front person. You know, it's like all the songs that you play them the same way every single time and you don't even have to look at each other to play the song, you know. But to see musicians that were creating music as this living, evolving organism was just so thrilling. And I just am completely in love with this practice, and I needed to learn how to do it. So I learned how to do it by watching other people do it. Mm-hmm. And then when I decided I was ready, I got a gig at Bull mm-hmm. McCabe's, my home sweet home. Mm-hmm. And I threw a party for my birthday last mm-hmm. year, and I asked all the best people that I could find to play on that gig. And they said yes. So I had, my first gig was with Jeff Lockhart on guitar. Right. I had who was on drums? I think I had Nate Sabanayagam on drums, mm-hmm. Ryder McCoy on keys. I had Nancy Lodi on sax, and I had Rich Lynch on the bass. And it was just awesome. And I was just floored by the response from it. I mean, the club was packed and the band killed it and everybody loved my songs and everybody loved me. And I was so excited that was just such a great start to this new paradigm, which I have created for myself, which so many other people are already doing, you know, but it was new to me. And so I've just continued that and, you know, I'm showing no signs of stopping. Mm-hmm. So it's just evolved from there, you know? So after just being out in the scene for several nights a week and then going to see all the bands, I just want to know everybody. I just love good music. I am first and foremost a fan of music before I'm a musician, you know? So I just want to go see people doing their thing. I get off on it. Mm-hmm. I do it as often as possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to make a short story long, mm-hmm. that's how I got to this.
Yeah. So let's remind people of where they're going to go to see your residencies. You have multiple residencies.
So my band, Mythical Beasts, because it's all mm-hmm. monster players, we start our third Thursday residency at the Sinclair Lounge. That's the front room, not the big room, but the restaurant where Matt Stubbs and the Antiguas do their thing on Mondays.
And they also have emo night.
Right,
there.
There's emo night. Right, yeah. That's like second and fourth Thursdays. That's mm-hmm. where I'm doing third Thursdays.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to do that at the same time as emo
no,
night.
No, that wouldn't work very well.
It'd be too crowded.
Right. So we're starting that tomorrow night. It's free. There's no cover. Come on down and dance and play in lots of groovy tunes. So all the songs that I played tonight plus some more. And I'm even going to debut a new song that I couldn't sing tonight because I can't play it and sing it at the same time. But that's why I have a band now, you see. Mm. So, I'm just, you know, writing lots of original music. So we've got the Sinclair coming up tomorrow night. And then we're going to start a first Sunday residency at Mercy Tavern in Salem. And that used to be In a Pig's Eye. It's on Derby Street in Salem.
I remember hearing of that place. I don't think I've ever been.
It's a sweet little room. I really like it. It's a very enthusiastic scene up there. They love us and we love them. It's great. So that's going to be starting in August, and we'll also be there on July 8th, Sunday, July 8th, and then first Sundays indefinitely after that at Mercy Tavern.
Great.
And then more gigs, you know, wherever else we end up playing.
But it's good to have residencies.
Yeah.
Because then people can find you.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks a lot. So I'm going to play something. Actually, I think you will like this.
I like lots of things.
Yeah. This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was Names on Walls from Milligram. Before that, Trip from Plumeray and Cure for Pain from Morphine. And now we're going to hear some Big Catholic Guilt.